Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is mild this evening. In Tel Aviv, it's a comfortable night, perfect for an evening stroll. Jerusalem remains cool and breezy, while Haifa enjoys a calm night. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, a former Navy head, Marom, expressed concern that Israel may face the same missile shortage as the U.S., giving Iran potential leverage. This report came in just 45 minutes ago. Also, Mariv reports that Tehran has issued an ultimatum to Gulf countries, threatening to target their infrastructure if they do not pressure Trump to halt attacks. This was reported 3 hours ago. Also this hour, 24 News highlights a trend of wealthy Israelis leaving the country, resulting in billions lost in tax revenue. Separately, JTA reports that Abbas Alawi, a founder of a group pushing Democrats to oppose Biden over Gaza, has won the Democratic nomination for a Michigan State Senate seat. This was reported 4 hours ago. And finally, the Kuwaiti Education Ministry has revoked the license of the country's only Iranian private school, as Ariel Osseran noted just minutes ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ariel Osseran, a commentator on regional affairs, posted just 14 minutes ago that Kuwait is intensifying its crackdown on pro-Iranian sentiment. Ihab Hassan, a human rights activist, writing 20 minutes ago, questioned the focus on the manner of children's deaths in conflict areas, urging instead for a deeper inquiry into the circumstances. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported 21 minutes ago that Iran's parliament is reviewing a draft bill to ban certain vessels from the Strait of Hormuz. Now for more on those stories, starting with the concerns raised by former Navy head Marom. The Jerusalem Post reports that Marom believes Israel may need to independently address Iranian threats if the U.S. remains unwilling to act. The potential missile shortage poses a strategic challenge for Israel, especially with current tensions. This could impact Israel's defense capabilities. Turning to Tehran's ultimatum, Maariv details how Iran has threatened Gulf countries' infrastructure, including oil and water supplies. This move aims to press them into influencing Trump's policies. The Gulf's response could escalate regional tensions. Meanwhile, 24 News reveals a significant financial impact from the emigration of wealthy Israelis. The loss in tax revenue could affect public services and infrastructure funding. This trend reflects broader economic concerns for the nation. In a related development, JTA reports on Abbas Alawi's political success in Michigan. His campaign focused on opposition to Biden's Gaza policies. His win may influence future democratic strategies concerning Middle East issues. This could affect U.S.-Israel relations. On the economic front. First, Maariv Business reports that a former tax authority head warns about the potential impact of affluent citizens leaving Israel as they contribute significantly to tax revenues. This trend raises concerns over funding for public projects. Separately, according to CTEC, Israelis reached a record in spending this July, driven by increased consumption in restaurants, food chains, and fuel. This signals a rebound in consumer confidence. And finally, Globes reports that Israel Aerospace Industries has equipped a Singaporean warship with Blue Spear missiles. This deal highlights the growing defense collaboration between Israel and other nations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.